Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe. Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It's good to see you again, adventurer. Now, last time, we walked the high path with the hermit. Lantern held aloft, seeking answers in solitude. But what happens when the light dims and the silence grows too loud? Tonight, we descend into the darker side of solitude. Tonight we meet the Hermit Reversed. Not all retreats are sacred, and not all silence is healing. There was once a scholar by the name of Brennan who lived at the edge of the world in a stone tower that was older than memory. He had once been renowned, consulted by kings and poets, sought after for wisdom that was definitely beyond his years. But after the death of his beloved, he withdrew, first from the courts, then from the town, and finally from every single voice except his own. When I found him, the path was so overgrown that it seemed that the land itself had given up waiting. I knocked, and there was no answer. After some time, I decided to sit at his doorway and sing a song that he once taught me. After the song had finished, I waited. And I waited. And then when I thought to leave and started getting up, the door creaked open. Brennan looked like a ghost of himself. His beard was long and wild. His eyes had sunken in. The light of knowledge had turned in on itself, and it caused his shadows to be long on the walls of this tower. "Why have you come?" he asked. "Dear friend, to bring you back." "Back to what?" he scoffed. "The world has nothing left to offer." Reluctantly, he invited me in, and I stayed with him for 3 days. I listened to him. I read his notes, and I heard the fears spoken aloud in the silence between our conversations. When I finally left, I did not beg him to follow me. I simply left the door open ajar. After some time, I returned back to that village. And much to my surprise and to my joy, I saw him there. It was during the Midsummer Fair, and there he was, lecturing under an old oak tree. Men, women, children, students, scholars, all hanging on his every word. And it made me believe that even a creature in the deepest of caves craves sunlight eventually. The Hermit Reversed is a sign that solitude has stopped being nourishing, and it has begun to isolate. While upright, the hermit seeks wisdom in silence. The reversed hermit can get lost in it. This card may appear when introspection becomes avoidance, when time alone turns into disconnection from others, disconnection from purpose, and yes, even disconnection from life. You may be hiding from the world, not to find truth, but to avoid pain. It can point to loneliness, to stubborn self-reliance, to a refusal to let others see you in your messiest form. Sometimes it means you're holding on too tightly to the role of the seeker, afraid that the search will end and you will have to face what you have found. But it also offers hope that you can choose again, that you can open the door, even if it's only a crack. When the Hermit Reversed appears in readings, It may be asking, have you been alone too long? Are you using your solitude as a shield? Have you convinced yourself that no one can understand you? Or have you convinced yourself that connection is too risky? This card can suggest that it's time to reemerge, to call a friend, to write a letter, to seek counsel, and to stop carrying every burden in silence. It may also suggest that you're avoiding introspection altogether, distracting yourself from hard truths by staying busy or disengaged. The reversed hermit wants balance. It reminds you that the lantern does need to be brought back down from the mountain. What you find in isolation is meant to serve the world, not to trap you from it. Oh, I know what it is like to vanish. You see, there was this season where I told no stories. I sang no songs. I wandered the forest not as a bard, but as a ghost of one. I told myself that I was searching. Honestly, in truth, I was hiding. It took a voice outside of my own, a friend who absolutely refused to let the door shut on me. And it was their voice that called me home. You don't have to face your shadows alone. And even if you think you do, you don't have to live in those shadows. Solitude is sacred, but exile is a wound disguised as a choice. So if this card ever does find you, consider this your invitation to step back into the light. Someone, somewhere, is waiting for your song or your story to be told. Well, adventurer, I think it's about time I stop avoiding the cleaning I need to do around here. And it's time for you to stop avoiding that next adventure. But not to worry. Next time you find yourself back in this tavern, we will encounter a different kind of quiet. The calm before the storm. The balance before the shift. We will speak of movement, chance, and sacred timing. Join me for the Wheel of Fortune. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits. Before we part ways for now, I just want to say thank you again for spending some time with me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale told and every card turned is powered by passion. and a fair bit of coffee. If you'd like to help keep the lights on here at the tavern, I've set up a coffee page at ko-fi.com/the-tarot-tavern. That's TheTarotTavern. There, you can toss a one-time tip to the bard, or if you're feeling especially generous, you can become a frequent adventurer. Frequent adventurers are monthly supporters who help cover the behind-the-scenes costs of this podcast. Hosting fees, production tools, ink for the quill, wax for the candles, you get the idea. As a thank you, every frequent adventurer will receive a personal shout-out right here on the podcast and a special Tarot Tavern sticker mailed directly to you as a token of my thanks. It's my way of raising a glass in your honor and letting you know just how much your support means to me. Now you'll find the link down in the show notes, and whether you do choose to support with a donation or simply by listening and sharing this podcast, you are helping keep this story alive and the mead flowing. And honestly, adventurer, I couldn't be more grateful.